You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning, everybody. We're talking about how posting online has become an event in people's lives, and we're also talking about how events, world events, cause people to create communities using these platforms. Clay Shirky is with us. He's the author of Here Comes Everybody, The Power of Organizing Without Organizations. Interesting that a disaster, Clay, brings people together. They immediately know that there's a platform to go through. It's almost as though they're answering the call from the BBC, which, of course, is a reliable voice out there of news and stability.
I think this is one of the really big transformations in media right now. Media is going from being a source of information to being a site of action, where people gather to a place, and now they're not just looking to see what the BBC knows, they're also sharing what they know.
But, you know, listen to this, though. Here is how the actual aftermath of the earthquake is not simply a story of survival, but it's a story to get access to world information. Here's someone by the name of Estan Du. He's a 20-year-old student in Chengdu. We contacted him. He had posted on the BBC site. Here's his story of how he got out of the rubble.
After the earthquake, we were sent out to open ground and forbidden to enter any buildings, but I later, about 5 hours later, I managed to get into one of the computer rooms and logged into the internet, and I started twittering and blogging about big events.
The earthquake happened. Estan Du says, "I'm a reporter." He goes to find a computer. Yep. Isn't that interesting?
Yep. And when you see, I mean, he mentioned Twitter, which is this service for rebroadcasting short messages. And Twitter, the so-called Twitter sphere, was alight with information. But it wasn't just information. Joey Ito, a friend of mine, was talking about the quake. And he was also putting out URLs and a plea for help. So he was giving people both information that this had happened and said, donate here.
And you know what's also really fascinating when you take a look at how people are participating in this? Let's take a listen to Richard Bradbury. He works in Beijing for China Radio International. And here's what he told the BBC about what kind of information is coming out.
Because the affected areas, people cannot have.
That's actually Estan Du. Go to number four, Dylan. And this is the story of the pictures online.
Yeah, you're seeing a lot of pictures that maybe wouldn't be shown on the mainstream media, and a lot of people commenting about that, passing them through on various social media platforms like Twitter and like MSN. And I think it's because of some of these images that are really encouraging people to start donating and to make contact with people who are down there, or try and make contact with people down there. It's images that we generally wouldn't see on the Chinese, you know, television.
So one person's action of putting these things online leads to another person's action, which is donating now that they've seen, they've had a window into the devastation that they did not have before.
Yep. There's also this pattern of mass amateurization, right? At the same time, the Chinese government is saying only the Xinhua News Agency is allowed to send reporters. QQ, which is one of the Chinese, a very large Chinese internet service, is alight with not just photos but video. There are enough people with video camera phones that there are actually news clips streaming out of China.
So the way we get a picture of events is now sort of coalescing and coming into focus on all of these screens rather than just one or two screens.
Bingo.
Our takeaway question for today is, my day is not complete until I've blanked online. You can call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake@thetakeaway.org.